Track 9, and we continue with the news stories. A number of stories from outside our immediate area this week. A historic Devon pub is the proud inaugural winner of a new national competition. The Drew Arms in Drew Stainton has been announced this week by the Campaign for Real Ale, CAMRA, as the winner of its first Heritage Award. This new award is open to all pubs on CAMRA's National Inventory of Historic Pub Interiors, and it recognises and celebrates the achievements of a heritage pub that has been revitalised in some way. Situated in front of the parish church, in a picturesque Dartmoor village square, the 17th century inn has remained unchanged for 100 years. When the Grade II listed pub closed in 2022, it was feared that the Drew Arms would be lost forever. However, the Drew Stainton Community Society formed, and village locals came together to launch a fundraising campaign to reopen the pub under community ownership. The campaign was a huge success, raising over £550,000 in just 6 weeks, with over 600 shareholders, the most ever raised for a community pub on the crowdfunder platform. On the 16th of March 2024, the Drew Arms opened its doors once again to the local community. One of the oldest pubs in Devon, the Drew Arms boasts an interior of outstanding national historic importance, being one of the few pubs left in the UK without a conventional bar. Instead, local beers are served straight from the cask. The pub will be presented with the award at a forthcoming event organised by the local CAMRA branch.
Atlantic rowers break a 1,000-mile mark. A rower from Tynmouth and his crewmate have broken through the 1,000-mile mark on their quest to cross the Atlantic Ocean. Tim Cox, a water sports instructor from Tynmouth, and friend Andy Purvis are competing in the world's toughest row. They celebrated passing the 1,000 miles mark with flapjack, coffee and a tot of rum. The pair, rowing as Almighty Mates 2C, left La Gomera on December the 11th to begin their crossing. They hope to reach Nelson's Port in Antigua within 40 to 50 days. So far, they've overcome a rollover, which sent Andy overboard, strong winds and high seas. The tough conditions make everything 10 times harder than it should be, Tim said. You try to eat and food on the spoon gets blown off. Luckily, the spoon is attached with a string. A sandy haze for the first couple of weeks also prevented their solar panels from working properly, which meant the pair had to manually steer their boat and eat their food rations cold. However, the duo remain in good spirits. They've reported seeing plenty of wildlife, including a shark, dolphins and flying fish, and have enjoyed incredible views of the stars in the night sky. Tim and Andy are rowing 2 hours on and 2 hours off during the night and are swapping the oars every hour during the day to enable them to keep up their speed and get jobs done during the daylight. Christmas Day was celebrated with a day of rowing, a tot of rum and a slice of Christmas cake made by Tim's wife Sue. Tim and Andy are raising money for two charities close to their hearts, Dementia UK and child bereavement charity, Abigail's Footsteps.
And following the water theme, Swimmers Christmas Dip for Charity. A brave charity volunteer has been taking a daily dip to raise money. Debbie Sewell, 62, who volunteers for the Dawlish-based Roots Community Enhancement, has completed her 12 swims of Christmas, and she raised £1,000 for the community-led organisation, which provides support groups to help people in Dawlish. Her goal was to reach £500 to help pay for rent to keep the charity's groups running, but she has doubled her target by completing the 12 swims, each wearing different Christmas-themed headgear, and supported by other sea swimmers to keep her safe during her dips. Debbie, whose final swim saw her dressed as a snowman, said, "It's been quite chilly some days, but an invigorating way to start the day, especially knowing that sponsorship was helping to keep Roots Support Group going. I'm really grateful for all the generous sponsorship and the support of other swimmers in the water. I'm very proud to be a part of Roots Community Enhancement." A spokesperson for Roots said, "Debbie has done brilliantly. We are so, so proud of her. Debbie carried out most of her swims at Dawlish Warren, but did also take part in the Boxing Day swim at Tynmouth. Roots was established as a not-for-profit organisation to provide groups and services for people in and around Dawlish. Its aim is to improve lives by helping people who need support to access services where there are gaps in provision."
The generous nature of Newton Abbott residents has been applauded by the town Salvation Army after more than £2,000 was raised over the Christmas period. Major Nigel Byrne, the local leader of the Salvation Army, was delighted with the amount. "We would like to express our sincere thanks to the people of Newton Abbott for all their kind and generous support to the tune of just over £2,200 over Christmas," he said. Major Nigel also thanked everyone who donated new toys, as well as financially, towards the Toy Appeal 2024. More than 450 local children received toys and gifts from the Salvation Army, he continued. "We are especially grateful for support from businesses like Fork Handles Hardware in Tynmouth, Tesco in Kingstainton, and The Works in Newton Abbott."
Be inspired by community groups at show. If helping others or being more involved in the local community are among your New Year's resolutions, an event in Tynmouth should provide plenty of inspiration. The Charitable and Community Groups exhibition at the TAAG Arts and Community Centre in Tynmouth will enable visitors to find out more about the numerous local groups operating in and around the town and the various opportunities available. The annual fair has been running for 2 weeks in January since 2013. Regular participants include the Alice Cross Centre, Red Rock A Cappella, The Cave, Tynmouth Fair Trade, NCI Coast Watch, Volunteering in Health and Friends of Tynmouth Orangery. The exhibition launches on Tuesday, January the 7th, and runs until Saturday, January the 18th. It is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m, except on the last Saturday when it closes at 3 p.m.
Time to go wassailing to an orchard near you. Christmas celebrations are over and the decorations have been put away for another year. And although the days are slowly becoming lighter, the dreary days of January and February make the warmth of spring seem still a long way off. But there's a celebration coming up in an orchard near you that will warm the cockles. Head to your local wassail to awaken the cider apple trees and scare away evil spirits to ensure a good harvest of fruit this autumn. The celebration, which has pagan roots, involves music, dancing and plenty of mulled cider or apple juice. The word wassail comes from the Anglo-Saxon greeting was hail, which means good health. Traditionally taking place on Twelfth Night, modern-day wassails are usually celebrated any time between late December and February.